Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Two Posts. I'm here with Sister Amen, and we want to edify you with our daily edification audio. Mm-hmm. Sister Amen, I just made an audio on why Christ was hated. Did that edify you?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, she'll have that up at the top of the edification page. I made an audio for the brother, and we put it up on the teaching blog. We hope you're all having a good day today. We had a really good, I think we had a productive day today.
Very.
Yeah.
It was very productive.
I guess I'll cover a few things first. We had a phone call with all the brothers, and we were all encouraging each other. Some of the brothers were out holding gospel signs, and I actually got to drive by them and beep the horn at them. That was kind of fun. And I was getting parts for my work on my gospel van, and I'm making new signs for the side of our gospel van. Mm-hmm. So I got those done. Sister Amma and I dropped her off, and you went for a long walk.
A couple of them, yeah.
A couple of long walks.
Yeah,
so.
Gospel cards went out along the way.
Yep, I got a teaching done. I got a few other things done, getting some parts organized for the van. I got to put some new shocks on the van, getting ready to hit the road and head south one of these days real soon, Lord willing. So, yeah, really productive day. Handed out some gospel cards at the retail stores I was in. Sister Amma, did you hand some out as you were walking?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, what do you got on your mind today, Sister Amen, other than that?
Well, a comment was made about what God wants. One of the brothers said it.
Oh, yeah, what God wants.
Yeah, and it's not so much what you give, but what you keep back. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Is that one thing that
you
keep back.
One thing you lack, Jesus said to the rich man in Mark 10.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been pondering that, you know, because everybody thinks of it the other way. You know, what you give. Make sure you give everything that you have to the Lord. But it's pretty important to remember it's what you're trying to keep back that he really wants.
Amen.
Well, he wants it all.
Yeah, trying to hold it to yourself.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Sisters, we want to make sure we give it all to him.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, lay everything down because it'll be a weakness if you don't.
Yeah, usually one of the last things that you want to give away is your biggest stumbling block.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like if a husband or wife holds something out on their partner, there's probably a reason why, and it's probably not good.
Yeah, exactly.
And so God says, I'm worthy of even more than that, so hand it all over.
Right.
That's part of our worship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. What else you got, Sister Amen?
Well, just another thought. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And I was just thinking about that, how we have to do everything for the glory of God. And a lot of it we're not going to see. And it's really nice that that's in there. Like, we're not getting reprimanded that we might possibly grow weary in well-doing. It's a command, but yet it's also encouragement to us to not grow weary, you know, because there are times like early on in the walk of my walk, I felt really, really bad that I was getting tired. And I thought, wow, God must be super disappointed in me. But when you come across scriptures like this, it's like, he knows we can grow tired, and so he wants to encourage us. It is a commandment, you know, because we can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
But yet it is a loving encouragement. Don't grow weary and then keep going, because we never know what seeds are planted. And
amen.
It's usually when we grow weary, or oftentimes, is because we can't see the results of what we're doing and we wonder.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just walking in the flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring up one of the brothers who lives on the other side of the world. Posted some encouragement for the younger saints. I think we're going to post this in the Ecclesia Gathering area, his whole post. I think it would be edifying for people. It's in print. It's a little type thing that he sent in Messenger. He just talked about when you decide to change your old habits and start studying scriptures, and it can become a long, lonely road, especially if you don't have anybody around you like he doesn't. He's all alone in his country with no other true saints with him. And he was telling the young brothers it can be really hard. And he said, but if you push yourself and if you strive and if you improve day by day, he was talking about how you can really be strengthened by focusing on the word and the Lord, even if you're all by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning he has nobody face to face. He has brothers. He has us long distance, but he has to strive daily all on his own in that country on the other side of the world. He's in South Africa.
Yeah.
And so he sent a really good edifying thing in and he talks about resilience and he talks about how gives a bunch of scripture and rewards of becoming the best that you can be for Christ. And then he basically at the end edifies him and says, guess what? You find out you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's other people, whether you know them or you just know the remnants out there. So I think we're going to post this whole thing in there under the Ecclesia Gathering area, and that will edify people.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back when they were scattered. And that's funny you say that, interesting. I have like five verses on scattered.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking about that. You know, today we're extra blessed because back then, if they were scattered and they didn't have anybody,
they were cut off.
They had zero people.
Right.
Today, we've got like, we are so blessed.
Yeah, we are.
Daily communication every single day.
Right.
Just because you can't see somebody in front of you face to face necessarily, like in physical presence, you get the same thing face to face with all the encouragement, the edification, the calls, the messages.
And, yeah.
Yeah, we are overly blessed today. We don't have any, we're like extremely without excuse.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. What else, Sister Amen?
Well, I was going to read the scattered verses.
Oh, you got scattered verses? Oh, that would go good right now.
Well, that's what I just said. Yeah, I was saying about, it kind of goes along with what he was talking about. Scattered. I just happened to be looking up the word, and I was thinking about how in the end times, it's, you know, it's going to be a falling away. But us saints being scattered all over the world, it was way back then they were scattered, and now probably even more so. So there's nothing new under the sun. John 11:52, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Acts 8:1. And Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Acts 8:4. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. I like that. They didn't just go run and hide.
Right, yeah.
They got scattered, and they were preaching the gospel,
which
is what we're supposed to be doing. So we see the scattering works. And James 1:1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. 1 Peter 1:1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
Yeah.
So it just shows they're scattered all over then. We are today, nothing new under the sun, and we're extra blessed to have all this instant daily communication.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Those are good verses, Sister Amen. Yeah. I was talking to the brothers about doing ministry in their own town. A couple of brothers are staying here as we head out and go to preach all over the southern part of the United States in the wintertime with another family that's going to be traveling with us. These brothers are going to be staying back here. And I was encouraging them to try to do ministry as locally as possible, because I think it's a good thing to do when you're in one place, because, like, you can be standing out, like they were flying gospel signs today. You can be standing out and somebody might see you, and they might not react, they might not stop, they might not reach out. But if they see you two or three times in their own town, That might move them, and they might go, I got to reach out to those people. Wow, I see them working around our town. Whereas we travel, and there's nothing wrong with traveling. Sometimes we stay longer to one place, but not very long. But we travel and stuff, so I was encouraging them to do local ministry. We know that Paul, like, rented a house for, like, I think it says up to 2 years, and he was there, and people were coming to him, and he was ministering. So I was just encouraging people. You know, it seems all romantic to travel and go all over. Yeah, it's nice, and we like reaching different events and different people. But there's something to be said for being in one place, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you never know who's
growing a reputation in the area. Mm-hmm. Our young brother that's going to be traveling with us up in, he's from Calgary. The people in Calgary already started knowing him because he did so much street witnessing in the parks and events. People started to know about him there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really good thing, because I guess if people are searching out the truth, they'll know who to look for.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. And who knows if the seed's planted when they read the sign when they go by, and then they want to talk to them, whereas us, we're kind of gone.
Amen.
You know, so yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. What else, Sister Amen?
I was talking to the sisters today while I was walking, and I just happened to be reading earlier on today, Galatians about false brethren. I was just going to read Galatians 2:4 and just give us all a warning to always test everybody.
Yeah.
Test ourselves, of course, but test and prove everybody. And that because of false brethren unaware is brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. And false brethren is a description of deceitful workers.
Yep.
And coming in privily is to creep in and steal in. So it looks like that would be people who would look like it, act like it, and they're sneaking in to cause some issues within your life in Christ and the body's life in Christ. So as you go about your ministry, sisters, if somebody comes up to you and says, oh, I'm a Christian, even if they look like it and they talk like it, you still
test.
Have to prove all things, yep. Test all things.
Find the gospel, find their testimony. Who are they united to? Are they come out of the world?
Amen. And let them walk it out.
Yeah. Because Paul had the Jews that were sneaking in and trying to cause trouble. We have churchianity and 40,000 denominations that'll try to sneak in and cause trouble today.
Right.
So we have to be very careful of that. Yeah, it's a good point. Good point. Tonight we're gathering with the saints and we're going to do the Lord's Supper. One of the brothers is going to offer the Lord's Supper for us all. And I was thinking about how it's a good thing to do to examine yourself. And Paul tells us that in 1 Corinthians 11 to examine ourselves before we take it, lest we take it unworthily. It should be something that we do on an ongoing basis. And I thought I made a good point not long ago that a lot of people, like when they're going to take the Lord's Supper, they hurry up and they examine themselves to make sure they're doing it right. Well, really, you should be walking in a way that you're examining yourself always, not just when you're taking the Lord's Supper. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, you're almost kind of like a hypocrite.
Yeah. It might be a good time to really examine yourself even more so right before you take the Lord's Supper. But we should be walking in a judging and examining area. Paul said, Peter says, judgment begins in the house of God. That would be us. So it's good to judge ourselves, test ourselves, examine ourselves. I got a teaching coming up on examining and I'll share that soon. So, yeah, it's a good thing to examine yourself at all times, not only partaking of the Lord's Supper.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Amon? I just have a scripture verse at the end.
Well, I have a scripture verse, but I wanted to say before that a few days ago I was talking to sisters. We were in a big park, and I was walking, and I sat down on a bench, and I saw this lady walking by. I was handing out gospel cards while I was talking to them. She had a brace.
Yeah, neck brace.
And I offered her a gospel card, talked to her for a little bit. Well, today she came walking by our van. We're in the same park.
I was working on my signs, and she actually made contact.
Yeah, I saw them coming, and I saw her and another person with her coming, so I grabbed some gospel cards and went outside the van, and she was already on the other side. So I got to talk to her and give her more truth than I did the other day.
Yeah, she seemed kind of open to it. She was willing to talk.
Yeah, to a point, yeah. So hopefully some seeds were planted. And sometimes, you know, I just want to say real quick, sisters, sometimes people will say things that kind of push back a little bit because they're nervous, they feel uncomfortable, it's things they haven't heard yet.
They don't know what else to say.
Yeah, and so we don't want to judge a reaction of some people because we never know what really went on in there. It could just be the flesh rearing up in them.
Amen.
If they don't have the Spirit of God, the flesh is really going to rise up.
Yeah.
And so sisters and I were talking about that, being careful how if we give the truth to somebody and they don't seem like they received it, or maybe they did kind of mock a little bit about it, the next time we see them, we want to be careful we don't judge them.
Amen.
That's not this case that just went on,
right?
Because she was actually receptive both times.
Yep.
But just a good word to think about.
Amen.
So.
Yeah. Amen. Make sure we rightly judge all things.
Yep. And I have a Proverbs. I read some Proverbs, and this was one of
them. Oh, you read some Proverbs scriptures today.
I read Titus, all of Titus on the audio Bible readings, and then I read Proverbs 13, and this one I just wanted to share. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. We don't want to not hear a rebuke. We want to hear it.
Amen.
We want to be a wise woman, a wise sister.
Because rebuke just means correction.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're picking on me. Doesn't mean this. Doesn't mean you don't like me. It's correction. You want to be corrected so that you can get right in the things of God, so you can glorify Him also for your own walk.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I just have a scripture verse. I was thinking about rest. And this verse just reminds me of what we have in Christ. He is our rest. Hebrews 4, 7 through 11. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not have afterward spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he has also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So I love that. Paul tells us we got to labor to enter into the rest of Christ. What that means is faith and works. We have faith in Christ. We're working for him as fruit were of him, and we are going to enter into that rest of Christ. So it's like the spiritual rest in Christ, but we're laboring, doing good works that were made for, Ephesians 2:10.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, it's a glorious thing. So
it is.
Hopefully you saints are resting in Christ. You seekers, if you're not in Christ, you better get going and run to the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. Don't trample the shed blood of Jesus, saying maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe next year, you may not make it. God may turn you over and shut off your light that you're seeing.
That would be frightening.
Yeah. So if you're there, and you see light and you see truth, repent, follow it, and he'll give you more. He's a good father.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah. All right, I think we're done. We're out of here. We got to go gather with our saints. I got to go cook some burgers over an open fire,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do the Lord's Supper, and then we're going to go to the Word and be edified. Anything else, Sister Amen?
Love to the saints, and hold fast.
Amen. We love you all. Keep your eyes looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
God be praised.